blows the whistle. And the cheers you hear in the background, they are from the Wicklow fans, the Wicklow camp. They're all hugging all around. Donegal will feel very, very disappointed. They'll feel that maybe it was an unjust final score that has robbed them of getting anything out of this game. One suspects that overall a draw probably would have been the fairest result. But Wicklow have done it here this afternoon. We'll get some post-match reaction to follow. So just to recap on how it all panned out. In the first half, Donegal leading by 6 points to five. And it was Jared Gilmore with four of the points for Donegal. Porrick Doyle with four of the points for the visitors. Not much between them in that first half. Into the second half, and Donegal went 7 points to five up through Rory Campbell. Then Wicklow coming back. They got points through Porrick Doyle, their danger man, and Jack Phelan. And then Mark Lennon also on the score sheet for them, while Liam McKinney scored for Donegal. The sides were level, 8 points apiece, with 11 minutes gone in the second half. Donegal then going behind as Wicklow went in front with a Porrick Doyle goal. That was crucial. 1-9 to 9 points midway through the half. Then the visitors had Jack Phelan sent off, and in the closing stages, Luke White with a penalty. That squared it at 1-10 apiece. Then we went into the last couple of minutes. Porrick Doran with a controversial free that was adjudged to have gone between the posts and not wide as many had felt. There was no further joy for Donegal. Kevin Keighley going close with a late chance. He went for goal. It wasn't to be. And so a second defeat for Mickey McCann's side in the Christy Ring Cup at O'Donnell Park. It has finished. Donegal, a goal and 10 points. Wicklow, a goal and 11.